This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for BT and Sounds Football Picks, brought to you by Elec A25, Building Our Future, and by London Menswear brand Charles Tur, with shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
It is time for the Perfect Parlay Pick segment. Week 7 moving right along in this NFL season. Nobody cashed out the Perfect Parlays last week, although we did have some money line winners. I had, who did the Jets lose to again?
I forgot at this point.
Yeah, I know.
They got crushed by the Steelers.
I had the Steelers and the Giants, so I only won 5 points. You had the opposite, so you won 5. Hoff actually won both those.
He did. He had the
Eagles and the Steelers, so Hoff gaining some ground. Right now I'm in first with 80. BT, you're in second with 65. Certainly striking distance. Hoff in third with 55, so kind of jumbled together. Two teams were 25 points, three team 50 points, 14 parlay, 100 points. BT, take it away.
All right, so here we go. Thank you very much for that music, Mr. Boyle. Last time, yeah, we both won a few times this year. Hoff's won a little bit. Defending champ, we'll give him his props there. Not going to win again this year, but we'll give him props from last year. So we've all been pretty good. And the way I do this, when I get on a little bit of a heater, I do this when I bet real money, I go for more. I don't get conservative. I get more aggressive, right? Well, once I lose off that, now I got to go back to what maybe got me in a decent spot. So instead of a three-teamer, a very quick two-teamer, I want to get back to these Yankee calls, so I'm going to do this fast. Detroit, -11, hosting the Titans. I don't like laying 11 points to anybody, but listen, at this point of the year, while it's not December, you already know who's good and you know who's not. You know who, and I think more specifically, you know who's fairly inept. And the Titans aren't, and they are just inept. They're bad, man. And Detroit is incredibly creative on offense, so I think they're going to score some points. So I'm not incredibly fearful of the -11. Detroit, -11, hosting the Titans over at Ford Field. Give me Detroit. And up next, hey, listen, the Jets got a receiver. Did he catch a touchdown, a new guy? No. The Bills got a receiver. Did he catch one? Of course he did, because he's on the Bills. Amari Cooper and the Bills in Seattle. Now, Bills are -3 in one of the historically tougher venues in the NFL. I got a little secret for everybody. That venue was generally tough because the teams that they had were really good. So there's a connection there. Now, I'm not saying that this Seattle team is bad. They're not. They're competitive. But we saw the Giants rolling in there, and the Giants abused them a little bit. And I think the Bills, while they might not abuse them, the Bills will win, and it's a fairly nominal lay, which is 3 points. So I'm going to lay it with the Bills. So number two, two-teamer, in summation, Detroit -11 hosting the Titans. Give me the Lions. Bills -3 all the way up and out in Seattle. Hoffy, what you got?
Ooh. I hope this is the clean version. So listen. Last week, I did a pretty good job of picking the Giants and Jets for both lose. I'm going for a twofer here, and I'm going to go with both local teams. So let's hear this one out here, okay? The Jets are terrible. The Patriots even worse. There is no way if the Jets come to town or come back on Monday and they don't cover this -7, they are officially done in my books. Let them win the game. It's not good enough. They have to go if they want to be relevant this entire season. The Jets have to go out and dominate this game. This is it for me. So the -7, it's for them and for me. So I'm going Jets -7 over the Patriots. Is it -7 still?
Yeah.
It's probably going to go the other way. Listen, quick question for you, but I don't want to interrupt your flow. Quick one for you.
Yeah, go for it.
Any reservation? Rodgers' hammy's barking. First rollout, if he's out of the games, Tyrod Taylor going to cover that number?
I actually don't mind Tyrod Taylor. Okay. I think he's a good enough quarterback that can keep his team afloat, no questions asked. If the Patriots are this bad and the Jets are quote-unquote this good and have any inclination of going to the playoffs and being a good team, they have to demolish the Patriots. So, -7 Jets in New England. And then in Pittsburgh on Monday night, I'm taking the Giants +6 because I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to dominate They don't listen, I know they dominated the Jets, which is crazy, but the Giants typically keep these games nice and close. I see it in a field goal game. Well, the Giants may not win, but they're not going to get blown out by 6 points or more. So I'm taking the Giants plus six.
Those are risky plays, man. Giants like O-line.
I like the Giants. I was going to go with the Giants myself. I can't. Because you know me. I get sucked in. Last week, it goes, give me big blue. And again, they lay an egg. So I can't go big blue. Even though I like big blue, I can't. I'm going to go three-teamer. I didn't cash last week. I'm not playing conservative. I'm going for the kill. I like Carolina on the road. 10.5 points. Young is going to get the start for Carolina. 10.5 points. Yes, it's on the road. And yes, Carolina stinks. And with Young, who knows? Dude, Denver can't score. I don't care what they did last. Like, Denver has a problem moving the football with Bo Nix. You watch them play, you just know that they're more of a defensive team. They'll win the game, but 10.5 points? I'll take my chances against the Broncos with a quarterback who's got limits throwing the football. They don't got good receivers. They're just not a good offensive team. So I'm starting with 10.5. Give me the bad, awful Carolina Panthers and their quarterback, Bryce Young. It sounds crazy, but 10.5's a lot. So that's game number one. Game number two, the Miami Dolphins are back in business. Tua Tagovailoa is back at quarterback, clearing concussion protocol, BT. He's going to get the start. Arizona could be tricky. Miami laying 4 over Arizona. I like it. I think with Tua, just take the Dolphins to a whole new level. Matter of fact, if he were healthy, they would have been my pick to win the division, which, by the way, would have been up for grabs. I actually think I did pick Miami to go over and win the division, but obviously with him hurt, that wasn't the case. Watch their weapons explode. Watch how different it is. Miami now back in the NFL with a real quarterback with Tua. I think they blow out the Cardinals and get the win there. The final game, I'm going to go to Cincinnati. Give me the Bengals -3 over the Eagles. I think the Bengals are starting to click. They're a good team. We saw them a little bit Sunday night with the Giants struggle. But I think the Bengals are a good football team. I think they're better than Philadelphia. They're at home. I think they win the game. So why lay 3? Burrow, Chase, you know the drill by now. Bengals will start to right the ship and become one of the better teams in the NFL like we thought all year long. So in summation, Carolina on the road plus 10.5 in Denver. Miami -4 over Arizona. And the Bengals -3. Over the Eagles. Now for the money line picks, and I think this is where it gets fun this week.
These are easy to me this week.
I'm taking the Pats and I'm taking the Giants.
Okay.
I'm going a little bit of an upset. Here's why I'm taking New England. I think the Jets are dead. I think they're broken. Now, logically, you'd think, well, the Patriots stink too, and there's no way the Jets could lose, right? Like, I get that. I see that part of it, but a little part of me doesn't believe that that's the case. I believe anything's possible, and I do believe the Jets are a broken football team. I'm going to take my chances. I know it's a big underdog. I'm going to go New England, and I'm going to take the Giants here because I do think the Giants keep that game close, and I would not be shocked if they won. So I'll go upsets with both the Patriots and the Giants.
I mean, listen, at this point with the Jets, on paper, anything's possible. I do think that they win this game. I don't think it's incredibly impressive. I don't know if I'd touch the 7 or 7.5 if it gets up to that by kick. I don't think that they mop them. They'll win the game. So I'm going to take the Jets, and the issues on the Giants' offensive line, and Jermaine Illuminor, our buddy, did not practice today. We've heard that in Bogus' update. So even if he does play over the weekend, hopefully he does because, you know, we're rooting for the big man. Is he compromised? Thomas is already out. Daniel Jones is doing nothing. Like, Watt's going to get loose. Russell Wilson got a little mojo going. Najee Harris runs hard. I think the Steelers are going to kind of beat up on the Giants. Give me the Jets and give me the Steelers.
Chance for you to gain 10 points
on
me.
That's right. Big one.
What do you got, Hoff?
Well, listen, I'm going to be the big winner here because I'm taking the Jets because it's guaranteed they're going to beat the Patriots. Though it better be more than +7, I'll tell you that much. And then I'm going Giants. I feel good. I'm not saying that they're going to demolish the Steelers, but I'm telling you this much. The Steelers got lucky last week because they played a bad, disgusting New York Jets team. The Giants are going to be more motivated. They're going to... Their defense is going to get to Russell Wilson, unlike the Jets did, and it's going to be a much closer game, and the Giants are going to win by a field goal.
Agreed. The Giants are going to play better defense against the Jets, which is the main... than the Jets did against the Steelers, which is the main reason why I would take them. All right, that does it for the Perfect Parlay Pick segment, Week 7.